please God. But you got to know what faith is, because if you don't properly identify it, then how do you know what it is and how do you know what it's not, right? So it says that without faith, it's impossible to please him, because anyone who comes to him must believe that, number one, he is. So first, you got to believe that he is. And then secondly, it says, and that he is, that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. King James says that he's a rewarder. That means he'll give you a reward for seeking him. Now, it's interesting because I know most people that I know, they believe in God. That's part A. But they don't necessarily believe that he will reward them for seeking him, or that he'll bless them for doing the right thing. They don't necessarily believe that. And yet, Bible faith, if we want to please God, he said you have to believe that not only does he exist, but that if you will diligently seek him, he will reward you. So that means you don't give up. You don't quit. You don't go, oh, well, it didn't work. There's no point. You don't do that. You just keep what? Seeking him. Yes. Knowing, because this is something you know. Yes. You know that he will reward you. Yes. He's not careless or forgetful. He doesn't have dementia. You know, he's like, oh, what was your name? I mean, he's got you covered.
Amen.
If you will be diligent to keep believing not only that he is, but that he will what? Reward you. Amen. See, you got to believe, I have to believe that God will reward me for seeking him.
Yes.
That's because that's what he said he would do. That's not my idea. That's what? That's his idea. So I have to be diligent about it. I have to be consistent. I have to be what? Earnest. So this is some examples that we looked at last week. And again, we said there's two components to faith. Number A would be he exists, and B, he's a rewarder of those who seek him in a diligent manner. So look at your neighbor and say, do you believe God's a rewarder?
Do you believe that God is a rewarder?
Yeah. Yes. Amen. See, I don't know. Well, just hang in there, because by the time we're done, you could believe that. You should, right? And this goes back to the idea that God is a good God.
Amen.
You know, like, before maybe you got saved, you could question whether God was good or not because you didn't know. But you did know one thing, the devil was bad. You think, oh, the devil, he's always ripping me off and stealing and killing and destroying. That's just who he is. But God is always good.
Yes.
And if you can believe he will reward you for seeking him, Then what are you going to do? You're going to seek him. And then he'll what? Reward you. And when he rewards you, then what does that make you do? You want to seek him more.
Yes.
And then you go through your whole life on the earth seeking him and being rewarded for seeking him. And he keeps you and he protects you. You know, we live in a crazy world.
Yes.
I don't know about you. But when I read, you know, when I just see things going on in different parts of the world, I'm thinking, man, God, I'm glad you keep me safe.
Yes.
I'm glad you protect me.
Amen.
Right? And my own, my kids.
Amen.
Speaking of our kids, what I started a long time ago, I started it with me, but then I transferred it to my kids. I would say, because I believe it's in the Bible, that I'd say, Lord, your word says that I'm smart, I'm bright, I'm quick, I can understand things quickly, right? I'm handsome. No, hey, no laughing.
I'm just thinking.
Well, I would say I'm beautiful, right? Or I'm handsome, and I'm very rich,
yes.
And I'm a major blessing.
Yes.
Now, I could be none of those things when I started. But as I keep believing God, I say, Lord, I'm going to get there, right? What do you want me to say? I'm dumb, I'm ugly, I don't know anything, I'm poor, I'm broke, I'm sick. Well, that's not a good witness. Who wants to be like that? You don't have to do anything to be like that, right? That's the world that's in that system. So I was thinking about this because when we have the kids up here, it's good, parents, grandparents, when you tell your kids, you're smart, you're bright, you're beautiful. God's got a plan for you. You're very intelligent.
Yes.
He's going to make you a great blessing, right?
Amen.
And you always do the right things. You always do the things that please God. This is what we want to instill in them.
Yes.
You know, because when you go back to school, I don't mean just for little kids, but even our bigger kids. When they go back to school, you know your mind is kind of like a muscle. You haven't used it for a while. It's like, man, I've got to study what? I have to read how much? Are you kidding me? This could be a challenge. And you could have a sense of fear because of uncertainty whether you can complete or comprehend everything that people want you to learn. But if you roll that care over to the Lord, say, no, I can get this. Lord, you've made me of quick understanding. I can learn fast. I'll remember what I'm learning, right?
Amen.
And I tell this to the girls. I tell this to my, for Katie, you know, she's in college now, but we go over this. Say it with me. Don't laugh. I tell her, say it with me, honey. Don't laugh. Don't giggle, right? We got to believe God. And this is how we get, because maybe he wants you to go, but you think you can go. So he needs you to work with him, to be brighter and smarter and quicker and sharper and see things that are coming so you can be elevated to where he wants you, not just to where, you know, your own expectation might be. Amen?
Amen.
So, but in this part, God is a rewarder of those who seek him in a diligent manner. So when you seek him, you know you're not doing it for no reason. You're doing it for a purpose. He's going to reward you. Amen? All right, so now Hebrews 11:1, this is where we're going to start anew. And I was reading this and I was just, you know, this is called back to the basics. Because sometimes we think we know everything, but sometimes we forget. We forget about the fundamentals. We forget about the foundation. And yet it's so important that we don't take a shortcut or skip something in our life. Amen. All right. So it says this, Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that are not seen. The New International Version says faith is confidence that we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. In my notes, I said it this way, in my own personal notes. It's, faith is the stuff of the thing that you are desiring. Faith is the stuff of the thing that you are desiring. Well, faith is the substance of the thing I'm hoping for, right? Then I should have a hope of something. See, if I'm not hoping for something, then I'm not in faith. Because faith, you notice the word now? Now, right now. Like today, now. Now faith is, right now. It's not tomorrow, it's present tense. But it's a substance of something I am hoping for. You know the problem? I've been there, I don't know about you, but I've been to some bad places. Dangerous, depressing, dejecting places. And the dangerous thing about that is there's no hope. When you feel like you have no hope, you can't be in faith because faith is the substance of the thing you're hoping for.
Amen.
So if you have no hope, you're not in faith, right?
Yeah.
And if you're not in faith, you can't what? Please God. So if you don't know, say, well, I got no hope. Well, now you need to get a hope of something. One is to believe that he is. And two is to believe that he will reward you for diligently what? Seeking him. So if I'm in a place and I'm thinking, well, I need to have confidence. I need to believe God for this thing in my life. Why can I believe God for this thing in my life? Because I know he will reward me for seeking him. Now, I'm not just believing he is. You know, we can believe it. It's easy to believe God is because he's the one you put all your problems and you blame him for everything in your life.
No.
Oh, it's God's fault. God, why'd you let this happen? God, why'd you do this? It doesn't matter if I listened or obeyed. It doesn't matter. I'm just talking to me, right? Nobody else? But it doesn't matter if I obeyed you or not. It's your fault. Because if you're God, you could do anything. Well, you know, that's not true. He can't make you obey, or else he would have. He's given you a free will, right? But it's so easy to blame everything on him, and yet we take the credit for everything good. I'm so smart. I made a great decision. I'm awesome. Wow, am I wise? And yet we give him all the bad, right? But here, he says this, that faith is the substance of the thing you're hoping for. But what is faith? That's the substance of the thing you're hoping for, but without faith, you can't please God. But what am I supposed to believe? I'm supposed to believe that he is, and that he will reward me as I go through life. Because whatever I'm believing him for, he said he would what? Reward me if I diligently seek him. I got to believe that. And if I believe that, that brings in hope into my situation. That it's just a matter of time before somebody calls or God moves. I don't have to get worried. I'm believing him. That at any moment, this thing's turning around. I'm expecting. I'm joyful. I'm glad. I'm not sad. I'm not mad. Right? I'm not depressed. I'm not angry. You know, I think I've shared this before. When you get frustrated, you're not in faith. Right. Think about it. When you're frustrated, what are you frustrated for? Well, I'm waiting on this. I'm waiting on that. This hasn't happened yet. I wonder if it'll ever happen. Probably not. Right? Now, hope. Don't get frustrated. Just keep rejoicing. Be glad. Right? Stay in faith. Why? Because faith is the substance of the thing you're hoping for. Your expectation. It's your reward of the thing that you want the Lord to do in your life that you're diligently seeking him about. But if I don't have that hope or that expectation, then I'm not in faith. And so what happens? A year goes by, 5 years goes by, 10 years goes by. God, do something. He's waiting on us. It's not him, it's on us. So, in other words, as I said before, faith is the substance of the thing that you're wanting, that you're desiring, that you have to be in faith. Faith believes God is and is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So if something's not going right in my life, then, and I'm not in faith, I can believe he is, but am I believing that he's a rewarder for me diligently seeking him? Think about this. You know, we looked last week at not giving up your confidence in him. Don't quit. Remember, so many people quit because something doesn't go right in their life. And they say, oh, I don't believe in God anymore. I tried that and it didn't work. Or I did this and it didn't work. Or I failed. Or the Lord let me. He never let you down. Maybe you didn't obey. Or you didn't take responsibility. Or you did your own thing. But it's not over. I mean, it's not over. He can bring you back up. Amen. He can bring you out of something. Amen. He can restore whatever it is that the enemy stole.
Yes.
If you will what? Believe him. You got to believe him. You got to say, God can bring this back to me. You know, I will say it this way. I was talking to someone about something this week, and I wouldn't say it's a business deal, because it wasn't really, it was kind of a business deal, but not like a business deal. You know, it wasn't like a huge thing, but a small thing. And I started talking, and he was explaining to me how his wife has this tumor and different things. Now, I don't know this guy per se, but we're just talking over this thing that was being sold. And I said, okay, forget about substance here or stuff. Let's talk about your soul. Let's talk about how God wants to heal You know, Jesus wants to heal her. Jesus cares about her. See, I'm not so concerned about your stuff. I'm concerned about what? Your soul. You know, sometimes we think the wealth, just change your thinking here, like God would think. The wealth, we hear this scripture, the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just or for the righteous. But what is that wealth? I would submit to you, it's not their stuff, but it's their soul. It's not going after people's stuff, it's going after their heart. Because that's the one thing you can't lose your reward over. And if you get their heart, if God gets their heart, he can get their stuff. But the church as a whole wants people's stuff so they can go preach the gospel. But what about the souls? Don't worry about the substance. Go after the soul, right? Mm-hmm. If you go after their souls because you love them and you care about them, then that's your reward because you'll never lose that. That's it. That's forever. That's eternal. Amen. The only reason I would care about your stuff, is if it's tied to your soul. If your stuff is more important than your relationship with the Lord, then you need to get rid of that stuff.
That's right.
Amen?
That's right.
So, that is what it is. But this is why God wants us to have faith. And as a closer look, as I mentioned, faith is now. If we're going to be in faith for something, we have to believe in the now of faith. Next slide, please. Faith is now. It's not tomorrow. If I want to be in faith to please God, how many people do you know that God asked them to do something for him and they said tomorrow? You know, manana, right? Tomorrow. I'll give my heart to Jesus tomorrow. Right? Tomorrow. I remember when one time I went with my uncle. He was probably 26 years old. We went to church. And to me, I was just a kid. I was like maybe 14, 15. And they gave an altar call for people to come up to receive Jesus. And I was sitting next to my uncle. I'll never forget this. It's amazing. He starts shaking. I'm like, what is wrong with you? I mean, I thought, you know, I didn't think drug withdrawal or anything like that. I'm just a kid. But he starts shaking. He goes, I gotta leave. I'm like, well, why do you have to leave? He goes, I can't go up there. I said, you can. I'll go with you. He's shaking. Because of conviction. He's like, I gotta go outside and smoke a cigarette. You know, people, they get under conviction sometimes to go outside and smoke a cigarette. Back then. And I was thinking, but this is the day today, right now. And you know, it wasn't a long time after that. It was a short time after that, that he passed away. And he was only 27. And I don't know, you know, everything that went on in his life, if he gave his heart to the Lord or not. But I remember that day specifically, because he grabbed the pew in front of him, and it was, when they say white knuckle, you know, white knuckle means you're grabbing so tight, your knuckles aren't getting any blood flow. It's like your knuckles turn white. I'm like, and he's just shaking. And I'm like, man, you know, I never experienced that before. But okay, Vince, go to the next slide. So we see that now, in this life, right now, is our opportunity to believe God, to have faith, to please him. Amen? Now is what we need to do. So I wanted to give you a few examples. Hebrews 11:2 says it this way. It says, God was pleased with the men who had faith who lived long ago. Now, when we say faith, what are we talking about? Two things, specifically. Yeah, we have a hope. Faith is the thing we're hoping for, but it's believing in him and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Those two things, right? Through faith, we understand that the world was made by the Word of God. So here it says that we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Vince, next slide. So, and here's what I wanted you to see. Through faith, we understand. If we can understand what faith is, that means believing in God, and He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. This is our hope. Then we can understand how the process operates and the expectations and changes we need to make in our lives. So if I can understand what is faith, faith is the substance of the thing I'm hoping for, yes, but specifically that I'm believing in God and that He will reward me for believing and trusting in Him. See, I've got to believe the second part, that He's a rewarder. Otherwise, I will try to reward myself or take rewards from someone else or get someone else's stuff, right? I'll try to con someone out of their stuff because I'm not believing that God's a rewarder for me, to me, on my behalf. But we need, it says, through faith, He said this, we understand. You got to understand something. You have to understand that God is, you believe that, and that He's a rewarder if you will diligently seek Him. He will reward you. Amen?
Amen.
Hebrews 11:5 says it this way. Because Enoch had faith, he was taken up from the earth without dying. Oh, hallelujah. Someone says, I don't want to die. Well, Enoch didn't die. Because he had faith. And we say, well, when I'm talking about faith, he was hoping for something, right? And in his hope, he knew, he believed God, but he also knew God would what? Reward him. And God rewarded him by taking him. Amen. This is saying, through faith, he could not be found because God took him. The holy writings tell us how he pleased God before he was taken. How he what? Pleased God. So he had to believe that God is, present tense, and that God would reward him if he sought him diligently. He had to. And God, did God reward him? Yes. God said, I'm taking you out of here. Can't he take you out of something so you don't have to see death?
Yes.
Can't he protect you and keep you? Yes, he can.
Yes.
But you got to believe that he wants to and that he will. And I'm not talking just physical death. What about emotional or social or financial?
Yes.
God wants to keep you safe. And he will reward you by protecting you from those things. Amen. He said he would. He did it for Enoch because Enoch pleased God. Remember, without faith, you cannot please God. What's that definition? Believe that he is and he is a rewarder. I mean, think about how exciting you know, if somebody you knew who had a lot of money said, I'm going to give you a big reward. You'd be like, if I said it this way, you know, I'm a billionaire, and if you can make it to church every day, every Sunday, 52 times in 1 year, I'm going to give you $1 million. Would you be at home thinking like, oh, I don't know if I should go today? No, you'd be here early. You'd be here early making sure, no traffic, no speed bump, no accident is going to stop me. I'm going to walk if I have to because I ain't missing this. Especially as you got closer, it's December, you're thinking, no, I got 4 weeks left. I am not missing this.
Right.
He said he'd reward me. He's got the money. He's good for it. He did this last year and he gave up the money. I ain't missing it. Why would you trust a man, say, more than God? When God said he will reward you, man, I'd wake up excited, say, okay, Lord, whatever you want, let's do it. He said he will reward you, he'll protect you, he'll keep you. That, I mean, not only in heaven, yeah, but even here in the earth. But if we don't believe he's the rewarding kind, then we're not going to get up so early or be so excited. Amen. But you know, come week 51 and 52, this is my camp out at church. You know what I'm saying? I am not missing it. No way. Sometimes I'm sick, I'm in the hospital. They'll be crawling out of the hospital. I got to get to church, man. I got to get there. It's week 52. I can't stop. I'm getting rewarded today.
Yes.
Well, that's diligent, right?
Yes.
How much more knowing how faithful God is?
Yes.
So diligent. He said, you believe I'll reward you? I will. And he said, he said he would reward me. I'm not going to let go of that. I'm going to believe that. So he pleased God. Amen. Enoch pleased God. Look at Noah, verse 7. Said, because Noah had faith, he built a large boat for his family. God told him what was going to happen. So his faith made him hear God speak, and he obeyed. Now this is interesting because Noah, you realize it had never rained on the earth before. And God told Noah, there's going to be this judgment or this flood. You need to build a boat. And of course, it's like, what's a boat? Because we never had one of those before. So God has to lay out the plan. And it takes Noah 125 years to build the boat. All the while, you know, the ark. He's got people mocking him and laughing at him. And he's spending his own money and resources. But he believed God. Now, but you think like, well, I wasted that year or 2 years. But what are you working on 125 years and you're still not certain? And yet he was convinced because he knew he believed in God. And he believed that he would what? Reward him if he diligently did what God asked him to do. So what happened? He built a boat for his family. And it says that Noah showed the world how sinful it was because they wouldn't listen and believe God. But Noah became right with God because of his faith in God. I mean, God spared Noah because Noah was diligent to believe and to do what God told him to do. He believed that God would what? Save him. And guess what happened? God saved him. It's amazing. They believed that God would save them, and they were saved. And Noah said, I ain't quitting now. I've been at this 124 years. I don't know how long it's going to take, but I got a lot invested. And he just kept believing God. How about you? How about me? What should we do?
Keep believing.
Your reward is not that far away. And you can't look at what other people are doing. Don't be concerned about what so-and-so said. Or this guy who said he was a Christian doesn't want to be anymore. You know, too bad, so sad. You quit on God. He didn't quit on you.
Right.
You quit. You blew it. It wasn't God. It wasn't his faithfulness. You decided not to go any further. You turned away. You gave up your reward. You lost your confidence. Remember we said last week, the Bible says, don't give up your confidence, which means you could give up your confidence. You know, people just say, I've been going to church for so long, and God, you know, never helped me. He never did this for me. Like, you're just showing how weak you are. Because if you're fully persuaded and you're convinced, you think, well, that week's done. I'm just that much what? Closer.
Yes.
To receiving the promise. What God said to my reward. I don't get dejected over it. I get excited. Because I made it through that week and he sustained me. And he kept me. Amen?
Amen.
I don't know what everybody else did or is doing. I don't know their situation. You say, well, that person died. That has nothing to do with me. It's like, well, they love God. That has nothing to do with me. I don't know what they said in the middle of the night. Or if they let fear in. I don't know. All I know is what God's word said for me. And that's what I'm going to hold on to. Amen? Look at Noah made it. Enoch made it. Right? So you think about that. Noah believed God and he was diligent and he received a reward. God is no respecter of persons. What he did for someone else, he will do for you. He will do for me.
Yes.
Hey, I got record that this is what he said he would do. I'm going to believe that. Look at Hebrews 11, 8, verse 10. Now, this is a neat, I like Abraham. But he gives us an example of how we should live. This is why he's in Hebrews 11, you know, talk about the great hall of fame or faith or what have you. It says, because Abraham had faith. Now, in your mind, think about what faith is. Faith is the substance of the thing you're hoping for, even though you don't see it. Because you're believing in God, and that God will what? Reward you. So when you see Abraham had faith, he obeyed God when God called him to leave his home. He was to go to another country, and God promised to give him. So God said, I'm going to give you another country. You know, some of you want another job. Abraham got another country. It's like, hey, that's bigger. It's like, I'm believing for a new house. Well, how about a new continent? Do you want one of those? Okay, sure. I'll take a new continent. So he was going to another country. He left his home without knowing where he was going. God said, get up and go. He said, okay, I'm going to believe you. I'm going to do what you say, but I'm also believing that you're going to do what you say. Right?
Yes.
And so it said his faith in God kept him living as a stranger in the country God had promised to him. Isaac and Jacob had received the same promise. They all lived in tents together. Abraham was looking to God and waiting for a city that could not be moved. It was a city planned and built by God. So you look at Abraham, God's promised him this city, this country, another place. And Abraham's living in this tent, choosing to obey God. God said, I will give you a child. Abraham's body was what? Dead. He had many vasectomies and he couldn't reverse them. You understand? He couldn't have any children. And he never could. And he's 90-some years old. And his wife, she never had a baby. And yet Abraham just believed God. And he said, God, not only do I believe in you, but I believe you will reward me for believing in you and for doing what you tell me. And my hope is to have a child. He never gave up that hope, because faith is the substance of the thing you're hoping for. Not that you hoped for in the past, but present tense, right? And so it says that Abraham looked for a city whose founder was God. In one sense, he looked to live his life based on the foundation of God's word. Abraham's looking for this city whose builder and planner was God. When you're going through this life here on earth, are you looking to build your life on God's word? Or are you looking, or am I looking to the world as my God? Abraham chose to build his whole life on God's word. He said, God, what do you want? I will follow you. It may not be easy, but this is what I'm going to do. He was convinced. You understand? He was convinced. I'm following him. I'm going to base my life of faith, believing in God, and that he's going to reward me in this life and in the life to come. So this is what Abraham believed. And it requires us, two parts, to believe that God exists and that he's a rewarder of those who seek him diligently. So here's my question. Did Abraham receive a reward in the form of Isaac?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
It took some years. Approximately 24. But he got there. Now here's the problem. Could you or I wait 24 years for our promise? Like, I don't know, that's a long time. Well, 24 years is going to come and go.
Yes.
How many of you are over 24 here?
Yes.
Okay. Remember when you were in kindergarten not too long ago?
No.
Right? First grade, second grade, third grade? Remember that?
No.
How many of you, well, I don't want to keep going up. But hey, the time's going to go by anyway, right?
Yeah.
I may remember, you just remember what 10 years ago was like. 10 years ago, not that long ago, 2009, 2010, not that long ago. And does it seem like it was 10 years? No. They went like that. They just, boom. So if it took you 10 years to receive something from God, is it really that long? No. It goes like that. Boom. Abraham waited 24, but he got it. Because 24 come and go. What do you got to show for it? Right? So he believed God. This was his quest, right? He wanted to live a life, the foundation of his life was a faith life, believing in God and believing that God would reward him. How about us, right? What are we believing in life? What are we looking for? Are we looking for that city of living by faith, whose founder and builder is God, things he's called us to do, things that he desires for us to do? Are we cooperating with him? Are we going to believe him? You know, as all the people go back to school, are we going to believe God? Say, I can do all things through Christ because he's my strength. Lord, you want me to do this? I don't want to do this, but do you want me to do this? I'll do this. Because I want to build my life on you. Amen? I want to build my life on you. I came to this place where I don't even like people calling me sir, because it makes me feel old. Yes, sir? Well, come on, man. I'm not sir. Just call me cool guy. That's what I always went by. Cool guy. But you think about it. Life goes by really fast. And these gentlemen in the Hall of Fame, look at Rahab. She was a prostitute. Think, ooh, 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 terrible. No, she had faith in God.
Yes.
Yes.
And she had a hope in God that God would reward her and protect her.
Yes.
And he did.
Yes.
Yes. Think about it. You're not limited by your position or social rank in life to believe God. If you can believe God, you can go anywhere.
Amen.
He can keep you. He can protect you. I mean, Rahab, of all the people in that city, she believed God.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Because people would think, oh, she's no good. She's a bad person. No, she believed God.
Yes.
And God answered her.
Yes.
And delivered her.
Amen.
And helped her.
Yeah.
What about you? You think even if you haven't been perfect, he can keep you and help you.
Amen.
And deliver you.
Amen.
He can.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just keep believing. Don't
yes.
quit.
Yes.
Amen? Amen? Don't back away. Just keep going for him. Be diligent. Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's pray. Let's pray. We better pray. You know, before we pray, let me say this. I'll get you out of here real quick. Don't worry. But it's important to me because I care about people. And I want people to get God's maximum in their life. I'm not so concerned about the mistakes and the faults and I fell short and I missed it. Hey, you repent. God can cover that.
Hallelujah.
But you got to get back to where you're believing him again. That, hey, I messed up. But God, you want to reward me because this is what your word said. And I'm sorry, help me, Lord. Be real with him. Right? Be real. Don't be phony. Don't be fake. Nobody likes fake anything. Fake money's no good. Fake food's no good. Fake relationships is no good. Fake book is no good. Right? I mean, did I say Facebook or Facebook? Well, anyway.
Facebook.
But you don't want that fake stuff. God doesn't want fake stuff. You know, it's weird. You pay more now for food that's real food. I don't know if you caught that. You pay more because it's real food.
Yes.
It's like, what if you, it's real? Yeah, it's real. It's organic. It came right off a tree. Well, what was I eating before? Why am I paying more for something that's real?
Yes.
It never used to be that way. It was just real. Before, you charged me for the chemicals. Now the chemicals are free and you're charging me for real. It's just strange, our world. But God wants a real relationship with you. The church family needs you to be real with them, right? Be honest, just be sincere, not perfect, but just be real, just be you, right? And the part that God has to prune and trim, he can do that. Why? Because he loves us, he cares about us. But we gotta believe him. We gotta believe not only that he is, but that he will reward us for diligently seeking him, amen? All right, let's pray for real now. Father, we just thank you for today. We thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. And Lord, we ask you to help us, to show us areas in our life where we've backed away from believing you, when we've lost hope or we gave up confidence. Lord, we're sorry. We ask you to forgive us for that, and we repent. And we purpose to take it back up today, right now. That we'll just keep going where we left off. We don't have to start all over. We can just pick it up right where we left off. And you're good, Lord. You'll help us. You'll strengthen us. Your Holy Spirit will guide us, and you will sustain us. And that we will see the reward of the thing that we're hoping for in this life. Lord, you will protect us, and you will keep us, and we will make it through. And we just thank you for it. We won't lose confidence or trust in you. And we just give you the praise and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we'll have Margie come up and...